From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, a good day for some randomness, some random
Every
facts.
Every day is a good day for random facts.
I got some good ones today.
All right, let's do it.
Beverly Hills 90210, originally supposed to be set in Maryland. And it was supposed to be called True Story Potomac 20854.
What?
Yeah, right. Executives at Fox decided it should be in a place that was a little more recognizable than Potomac 20854. Could you imagine watching a show called Potomac 20854?
Well, Potomac 20854 would have become known.
I don't think as much as Beverly Hills 90210. Most famous zip code in America, 90210.
That's true.
And it's been done twice. There's been two of them. The first athlete ever to get a $1 million endorsement deal was a bowler.
No way.
Yeah, Don Carter got a $1 million deal in 1964 to endorse bowling balls.
See, that for me is like...
That's a lot
like
of money.
Learning that Toronto invented basketball.
I know. That's like, wow.
Who knew?
Random. Salt Lake City is almost exactly parallel to New York City. Salt Lake City is at 40 degrees, 46 minutes north latitude. New York City is at 40 degrees, 47 minutes. Wow. Don't just like, I mean, you know, wow.
Hey, sister, soul sister.
Right? I like that. That's good. I'm going to have to remember that. It's time for the news. What's going on today?
Hey, sister. Latitude, sister. Our long national nightmare continues, and we've lost count of the number of days since this began, and we really don't care. However, just to keep us all in tune with it, Lori Loughlin's family situation has improved recently.
Well, good for Lori.
Good for Lori.
This is after she, you know, moved all her furniture out of the mansion. And
well, according to a source, the troubled, and may we add unemployed,
yes,
former Fuller House star, she's getting back to her day-to-day routine of manicures and pedicures as the drama seems to have died down since the initial shock of being charged.
I'm still shocked over the fact that they will not confess. But that ship has sailed. They can't confess.
Well, that
now.
Ship sailed, and then her and Mossy.
Good. I wonder if she calls him Mossy.
I wonder. Now, Lori's relationship with daughter Olivia Jade is improving a little bit.
Was it estranged after all
this?
Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Olivia Jade didn't want to go to college to start with.
Yeah, and then all this.
And then
she ruined her life. And
Hey, Olivia Jade, you knew too.
Yeah.
You
know? They knew.
Well, I guess they're on speaking terms.
Oh, okay. So maybe they're not all the way there.
No, not all the way, but they're talking.
They're talking.
Maybe it's by text, but I don't know.
Right. It's like if you will text somebody you've been mad at and refuse to speak to, does that constitute the fact that
it's
you've made
communication.
Up? Yeah, okay.
No, it's just communication.
And then if it was somebody in your life that you never spoke to and only texted with, what do you say when you stop texting them? Like,
I'm not
texting them.
Toxting to you anymore.
Toxting.
Toxting to him. Now, Lori.
Yeah.
Well, her and her other daughter, they're fine.
They're okay?
Bella, yes.
Bella, she's like
they're fine. They've been close
mom and
the
dad.
Whole time.
Okay. All right,
but Lori, now she still feels that she was deceived by those who set up the payment for her daughter's acceptance.
God.
Into USC.
I don't buy that. Deceived.
Yeah, she was deceived.
When you're deceived, do you cut a check for $500,000? No.
No. And there may have been two different checks for $250,000.
One for each kid. Yes. Yeah, right. Okay.
Now, she claims to some friends that she was told the money went to the school. Lori, you're still buying, that still buys the way in. Oh, if I donate, they can get in? Huh.
If I were Lori's lawyer, I would be running for the hills right now. It's like, no, you can't pay me enough to be around you, you bat crap crazy person.
Maybe she doesn't realize that not everyone can donate to the school, and those who can't donate don't get in. Maybe it's just me for thinking, I don't know, that's I don't know, paying to get in.
Kind of the way life works. I'm always reminded of John Stamos always saying that Lori Loughlin was the one that got away. Mm-hmm. And now I think John Stamos is saying, oh, am I glad she got away.
Dang.
Oh, am I glad she got away, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she was always like that.
Mossy, I think it's a good idea if we donate $500,000 to the rowing crew at USC so the girls can get in. Or we can move them up on the rowing crew waiting list, even though they don't row.
All right, so anyway, you may not know this. Here's my little trivia for the day.
Okay.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon,
they've
been bromancing since high school.
Ew. God, do they need to get a room? Since well, I guess they have known each other, huh?
They've actually been friends since grade school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In high school, they studied acting together. They'd even opened a joint bank account to fund their acting dreams.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, that's just kind of creepy.
Nah.
Joint checking account with your bromance? That's a little creepy, guys. It's a little creepy. Do you think when, like, you know, they're commiserating about Ben's lot in life, because they've done this. We know they do. Matt goes over, you know, and sleeps on the couch, and, you know.
Brings tacos.
Yeah, brings tacos. Well, I don't know if he brings tacos. Do you think they, like, they sit there and they go, like, you remember second grade, you know, and the little blonde girl that sat up in the front of the class? I had a crush on her. Did you have a crush on her? Because if you had a crush on her, I want to beat your butt right now. I bet they did that.
Do you remember your crushes from grade school, don't you?
I kind of do, but you know, I lose brain cells every minute that I'm sitting here doing this show. So,
know. I remember I remember the names of two of them.
Well, okay.
In grade school.
Please.
In first grade,
mm-hmm.
That poor kid, Scott Hargis.
Scott Hargis.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the second one?
Probably fifth and sixth grade.
Yeah.
Danny Riddle.
Danny Riddle. These are both really good names of grade school crushes.
Yep. Lubbock, Texas. Yeah. Majan Elementary.
You know, if she would have been around when I was in grade school, my grade school crush would have been Halle Berry.
Yeah. So your topic for tomorrow is going to be...
Oh, you're giving me
your screen
topic.
Crush.
On the show. We're going to do our screen crush.
Is this a show? Is this just so you can talk about Halle Berry?
No, for three straight hours? No. We're throwing this wide open to the listeners.
Okay.
We're going to let them give us their... Everybody knows my screen crush and a box of donuts.
Now, I don't know if Halle Berry is aware that you used to have a screensaver of Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, when she played 13 on House, I thought that was like her most...
Yeah, but you had the Tron Olivia.
I did too. That's right. She was in Tron. Yeah, Legacy. Uh-huh.
I've forgotten about her
because of Jason Sudeikis.
She's done.
I'm done with her. Yeah, okay. I'm done with her. I'm done. All right, and we're done with this. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. So have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.